Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Living God's Way Sunday edition. I'm your host, Carlton McPeak, and today we're going to be looking at God's love and grace motivated predestination, based upon Ephesians chapter 1, 4 through 6. Before the foundation of the world, God predestined those who would be included in the church. The criteria for admission into this group of believers as adopted sons was motivated by God's love and grace. Ephesians chapter 1, 4 through 6. God's love for mankind is seen in many ways. This action of identifying the characteristics of the church before time began demonstrates God's grace to mankind. Before he created Adam and Eve, the concept of the church and the standard by which individuals would be admitted to this assembly of his people was determined. And that is why Paul uses this word, predestined. When we consider that God determined beforehand, one could say no one person influenced God's choice or decision. God chose to do something for those who were created in his image because he wanted to, and not because he had to or was forced to. The grace he possesses motivated him to make this decision. What is marvelous about this class of people, those adopted as sons, is that it is open to every individual who has lived since the first Pentecost after the resurrection and ascension of Jesus. God has made it known what is the criteria, and every person who has the ability to understand has the opportunity to make the choice to become a member of this church. Since God has made known the criteria to everyone, individuals simply need to act upon that criteria. Those who I have known as adopted say adoption is a wonderful feeling. To go from not being accepted to having someone decide they want to adopt you and make you a part of their family is a great thing. One can hear in their voices the appreciation they have for their adopted parents. Christians need to approach this level of appreciation for the love of God and his gracious act of predestinating the criteria for those who would be adopted as sons. Those of us who are members of this church need to be like Paul and bless God for this wonderful act. We should consider this action of God to be something extraordinary. God not only decided before the world that this is what he was going to do, but he brought it about in the course of his time according to his timetable. It is such a blessing to be included in this group of God's people who are added to the church by God after we have met his criteria. We should equally consider it a blessing from God that we will be included in this great assembly from all times if we are continually living God's way. I want to thank you for listening to our program today and hope you have a great day living God's way.
All that I need.
All that I need.